FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. This is the Financial Survival Network, your place to go for the latest real news. I'm Kerry Lutz, and it's time for another Triple Lutz Report. Well, I've always believed, live every day as if it would be your last, for one day you are sure to be right. That's a line from one of my favorite movies of all time, Breaker Morant. We don't need to get into the movie, but there's a lesson in it. I'm going to be a little spotty in the next week or two as far as posting new shows. Going through some personal issues right now. My sister, older sister, is in hospice care. She's got a day or two left to go at the most. And I don't want to burden you with my personal issues, just to thank you all for being there. And whatever prayers you can send out to the universe are greatly appreciated. And they do help. I believe so anyway. But I just wanted to say a few things about life, what I've learned, what I'm learning now. My sister, 12 years older than me, she's 72 now, almost 73, not going to make it to her 73rd birthday. I was very sad upon hearing the news, but I really welcomed it. She's been sick since I was a kid. Granted, side effects of her disease were getting progressively worse over time. But nonetheless, she always kept fighting, always kept finding a reason to wake up again, to live another day. From the moment she went to school to almost last week, she was a lifelong learner. She was always looking for new information, learning new things, always found a reason why she should go on. Finally, it got to the point where they just told her, look, if you don't do this major surgery, you're not going to make it. But if you do this major surgery, you're probably not going to make it. And at that point, she became reconciled and she was ready to face her maker. And a peace swept over her, a level of just the fight was gone. She was in complete acceptance and wasn't upset. It's a peace that she had never found in her life. I think she was always seeking it, but oftentimes we seek the things we want in the least possible way or in the most unlikely way that our wishes are going to be fulfilled. It's a cliche. You find out what's important in life when a loved one reaches that point and you realize, hey, money, stature, travel, whatever it is really pretty trivial. And that if you want to start your life over, you can start your life over any day of the week, of the year, whatever. It just requires a will to learn from the past, not be controlled by it, and not to fear the future, right? I mean, that's so much of our time is spent regretting things we've done in the past and fearing things that might happen to you in an unknown future. And is that really a way to live life? Is that really beneficial? Another thing is there was a number of relatives who were somewhat estranged. My sister from her son, she hadn't seen him in years. And all of a sudden, with impending doom, impending death, all sins are forgiven. Now, if you could do it at that point, why can't you do it before? My brother and myself, we hadn't spoken in years. He showed up and it was like all sins were forgotten. Whatever hurt we had done to each other, whatever injustices, whatever it was that we did to one another in the past, all of a sudden seemed to be very trivial. And it wasn't just that they became trivial now, they were trivial before. Now, that's not to say that all reconciliations must happen and that they're beneficial. But when you reach the end of the line and you're still harboring resentments, anger, and a feeling of injustice against somebody, that's more an indication of where you're at than where that person is. And when you have a loved one and you see that they're not going to be with you much longer, you kind of realize the triviality and the unimportance of so much of what you do. I've always said, and I'm not trying to wax philosophical here, but 99% of what happens to you in life is completely unimportant and just of not any substance. Think about it. You get upset over something now. Think about whether in a week you're going to remember it, a month, a year, 5 years. Almost invariably, the answer to that is no. You're just going to go on and forget about it. So why not forget about it before it happens, then after? We all, as human beings, we're all subject to hurt. We're all subject to injustice. And your job and mine is to not let it interfere with your internal state. The peace that swept over her once she accepted the inevitable, it was like the bitterness, the fight. I mean, look, she'd been sick for 48 years. That all just kind of went away. Actually, I think she's sick for 50 years. 50 years she's been sick. And all of a sudden, it's just, hey, what are you fighting here? Is it worth it? What are you going to gain from fighting anymore, any longer? Yeah, the doctors will do anything you want to try to ease your pain and prolong your life. But what is the life that you are going to be left with if the doctors actually succeed? And finally, she just came to the conclusion that there was nothing to gain by living a couple more weeks or a couple more months or a year in the quality. Her quality was really bad, her quality of life, for many years, for at least the past 20. She had so many brushes with near death. And every time it was she would come back, she had more lives than a herd of kittens. And yet she always found a reason to come back. I think she really came to enlightenment now at the end. And she's in and out of consciousness, which is good. She's not in any pain. She's comfortable. We've got in-home hospice, so she can pass at her home and not in a hospital. All these things, I was thinking about it 30 years ago when my father was ill. It's actually 35 years, 36. They didn't have hospice then. And it was a much more difficult time, a difficult way to pass on. Here, it's where all the people she cares about are around her. Yeah, there's some little bickering and fighting about things, but they're really unimportant. And I try to stay above the fray because I don't see any point in arguing and having negative emotions present at her end. And look, there's always a way to get through things. There's always a way to draw the lesson. I think what I've learned most from my sister is whatever problems I might have had, and thank God I'm blessed with fairly good health, heredity, we'll see how that goes, but I have some relatives that have lived a long time, some that have not. But whatever problem I might have or have had in the past really pales in comparison to what this woman has gone through. I mean, she is a fighter like no other person I've ever seen. Like, in her own way, she has fought greater battles than Mike Tyson, than Muhammad Ali, than George Foreman, than any professional fighter that you could ever imagine. And yet, she still managed to live on, even though the quality of life was something that I wouldn't have wanted to live with. She found a need to go on, whether it was to be there for myself, for her children, for her husband. Didn't matter. She didn't really need to think about why. It was just the right thing to do. And now, approaching the end, she realized that it was time to go and no more fighting. And like I say, many people never achieve that level of peace at any point in their lifetimes. And yet, she managed to get it right before the end. So as long as you get it, so why wait to have that peace of mind, the lack of conflict, the lack of negativity, all those things gone? Just be grateful for now, for today. Every day you wake up is a gift. And so that's my lesson from her impending demise, is don't wait to be happy. Don't put off happiness. When you fight, you only fight yourself. You know, when you fight with people who you care about and you hurt them to the point that they're not going to recognize that you're even related or that there's a family connection, that's not good for anyone. And I'm not preaching here. Hey, I'm just saying from my own standpoint what I've learned here. I mean, a few years back, you remember, I got 6 years ago, had to put my long-time dog down. And really, that's nothing compared to losing a loved one, but it is very traumatic, and there really is a sense of loss. Because one thing is, if you have a pet that you really love that really loves you, generally it takes you away from conflict, away from negativity, away from bitterness. So I haven't felt the sense of loss like this in quite some time, but I'm at peace with it as well, because she's at peace. She's enabled everyone else around her, for the most part, to be at peace. And there's no greater gift, I think, that a loved one can give you than to let go of the bitter resentment, the anger that may have been present in your life. For myself, just seeing her like that, it just humanized her in such a way. She was always my big sister. You know, I was always judgmental of her. That's another thing. Judgmentalness, if that's a word, doesn't help you, doesn't help the person you're being judgmental of. Acceptance, really, in the final analysis, is the only way that you can get along with your loved ones over time. Easier for a parent to accept their child's perceived weaknesses, their perceived flaws, than it is to perhaps accept your own or for them to accept yours. But I always pledged that I would never have a fight with my children that would lead to us being estranged, no matter what happened. And I realized that that is a good policy with any of your loved ones, because we aren't meant to be at war with our families. In the final analysis, if you're blessed like I am, your family is always there for you. Your family is always there to listen, to offer guidance. Might not always be the right guidance, but they're there. How many friends do you really have in life that are that close? I've got a few, not a lot, but a few, and I'm grateful for those relationships. But I realize that's the thing to be striving for, more than popularity, more than being loved by strangers. It's being loved by those you care about and loving them back. And that's it. I mean, there's really a sense in her, for the first time, of unconditional love for a lot of people that she might have helped push away. She might have really not helped the situation any. Again, everybody does what they can do. You do the best you can under the circumstances, regardless whether you've screwed up or not. You always do the best you can. I don't need to get into visions of an afterlife, of reincarnation, of what happens to your soul, all of that. I have my beliefs about it. I realize she has hers. I think it's weird. You know, she's really like looking forward to meeting her creator, meeting her maker. And it's, everybody has to do it in their own way, in their own time, and in their own connection to whatever is out there. And I'm proud of her for it. She has basically controlled the process for the last week, saying what she wanted, what she didn't want. And seeing her reconciliation with my nephew really made me understand so much. I mean, there's, you know, grief can be one of the most enlightening experiences of your life. Grief can open your eyes to so much that you never understood or believed possible. So I am grateful that she allowed me to share in this process, grateful to have been part of it, to have watched on as people come and go and say goodbye, and just grateful that I could be some small help to her. I always was very queasy about all her ailments, and I had to leave many times when she'd be sick because it just upset me too much. Probably was an act of real selfishness, but I'm glad that I've made it to this point and she's made it to this point where it's the strangest thing. Her life, for all the dysfunctionality in it, all the crazy things she's gone through, it actually makes sense. And I'm just only hoping when my day comes, whenever that might be, that I've reconciled myself to not just my fate, but to my past, to my life, and that the lessons learned, hopefully I'll be able to pass on like she has. She's just going with a certain grace and a certain balance that was always absent from her life. So why wait till you're on your deathbed, literally, to have that? You can have it anytime. That's what I'm learning. And, you know, like Jason Hartman, a good friend, says, it's an amazing time to be alive. It's an amazing time to pass on to, seeing so much. Hey, my greatest accomplishment, sometimes I feel like a real loser, but I know my greatest accomplishment besides business, besides the show, is my children. Raised them myself, and they became amazing people, better than I am. And that's all any parent can want. And I see that in my sister's own way, that's what she's always wanted as well. And she's finally getting what she wanted. So, hey, I don't want to be maudlin. This is a time to celebrate. You know, the Asians say, don't celebrate too much when a child is born, and don't grieve too much when a friend or a relative or somebody you care about passes on, because when you come into this world, it is very difficult. Look, we all have our demons, we all have our challenges, and your task, my task, is to learn how to deal with it, to be more than you thought you possibly could be. It's a process. We're all on this road together. The sooner we realize it, the better things go in your life, in my life. So thanks for listening here, and any prayers you can offer, greatly appreciated. I love what I'm doing here. I'm going to keep doing it no matter what, till I can't do it anymore or don't want to. And I don't see that happening anytime in the near future. Even if there's only one of you listening, I'll be out there talking, speaking what I feel, what I believe, and telling you the way I see it, right or wrong. Believe me, I've made tons of mistakes in doing this show. I could probably put together a reel of just my mistakes, but it's been a learning experience, just like life is intended to be. And hey, I wish you all the best. Like I say, be prepared. I'll be kind of coming and going. I'll do shows whenever possible. But thanks for listening. Thanks for putting up with my foibles, my mistakes. It's been the greatest period of my life. So stay tuned. You'll be hearing more. Been another Triple Lutz Report. This is Kerry Lutz signing off.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.